which meant that street performers, and a special exemption was put in, that if you are performing for a donation, that is, you are not subject to the panhandling law restrictions, which means you can go anywhere without being, you can play next to a building, which of course is one of the prime concerns. But the issue has also become, can you have a container in front of you, a hat? This all gets pretty picayune, you know, as we get into the details. And they were supposed to be resolved by Kennedy within weeks after this bill was passed in January, but of course he never came back with anything. Jeffrey's been tapping my shoulder.
Well, you and I talked on the show recently about the woman, the student at Cabrillo College, who got permission of the New Leaf Market to actually sit in a chair with a hat and said that she desperately needs to raise money for her tuition to go to Cabrillo College. And the police just let her sit there right at 12 noon, no move along or anything. You know, so I'm feeling like, you know, there's so much collusion. In fact, Robert, I was wondering if you saw this big ad in the Good Times that came out today that said, urgent and needed, please help. Bail money needed. Help free mother and reunite with 6 months old baby. 26-year-old native youth.
Is this relevant, Jeffrey?
No, well, you have talked on this show, I believe, about this native youth movement, mothers/warrior, Kahalua, Pokey, whatever, imprisoned for fighting for unsuspended Indian land. She is in jail in British Columbia. She's been in jail.
What's the point, Jeffrey?
Well, the point is that there are a lot of well-meaning people in this community, and you know, the bottom line is tourism should not rule.
I agree.
City council and the mayor's thinking and Congressperson Farr.
Right, but it does, of course. That's the problem. The question is, what can we do as a response? And Thomas suggested, well, they may get to the laws. They may get.
Yeah, let me go back to something else there, because I made a comment about bookshops. And then you suggested that perhaps I was talking about Neil Coonerty. Neil's situation is complex. Neil, as you said, supported the street performers when there was an effort by some of the city council people successful effort to pass a restriction on street performers that was even more severe than they finally passed. And then a new city council came in and they proposed something that looked to Neil like a compromise, and it passed. And Neil supported the compromise.
It wasn't a compromise.
I don't see it as a compromise, because a compromise is usually between what the two different parties want. Mm-hmm. They didn't consider at all what we wanted. They compromised between one very severe restriction that they put in and one not as severe as that, but still severe. That's not a compromise. In both cases, they ignored what the street performers were saying.
And they ignored the downtown commission, which did a lot of analysis and a lot of work on it that they assigned it to.
Exactly so. So I disagreed with Neil on that situation. I don't want to go so far as to say that means that Neil is opposed to street performers or opposed to First Amendment, although I don't like, you know, I like my position more than I like his.
Gotcha. You made that clarification. Now, we're running out of time here, so what I'm going to do, I was going to be playing this rather amusing a bit of tape from Becky Johnson's, she picked it off the air up KGO, and they're putting up big billboards in San Francisco, don't give money to the poor sort of thing. Don't feed the animals, it only encourages them, that sort of thing. But I also was going to play a bit of this didgeridoo deal, so I'm going to try to do a little rushing here. I'll play a little bit of the didgeridoo, and then I'm going to go directly into this bit of the KGO bigotry. I don't know if we're going to be able to get all this in, and if we don't, I encourage people to come back on Sunday when the show has the longer period, 9:30 to 1 in the afternoon. And you can also catch me between times at 423-HUFF. You can call in 427-3772 if you want to say something. Phone lines are still open. Looks like the chalk bust that we were talking about last time is also going to have to be postponed, because I think we had some really good and interesting conversation here about these ongoing issues around street performers, though, of course, we aren't any closer. I guess what I really want to do is find something we can do. And I guess that really depends on getting bunches of people together to do something. You know, that's
bunches or individuals. I mean, street performers should perform on the streets.
Yeah, I mean, I know that yesterday, at the DA's office. I'm just going to say this very briefly. The Capitola 13, a largely middle-class group, they gave a press conference. They were arrested for trespass at the recruiting center at Capitola, opposing the war in Iraq, opposing U.S. troops there, opposing the depleted uranium weapons, opposing the illegal entrance of the troops, opposing the continued occupation of Iraq. And there was a little bit of media at the press conference. When they got down there, because we were charged with trespass, we were told the DA didn't even give us the courtesy of putting us on the calendar. So we showed up for a court date. There wasn't a court date for us. People got child care. People got their jobs, time away from their jobs to be there. And it seemed to a lot of us, although maybe we're being a little paranoid, a transparent attempt to kind of drag this out so that we wouldn't protest it in a significant way. Trespass is a misdemeanor offense, which means you get a jury trial and a public defender appointed if you can't afford one. And we had heard rumors they were going to drop it to an infraction. We didn't know what was going to happen. We went up to the DA's office, 30 of us, and we sat down in the hallway. And I'm going to be playing some of this tape on Sunday. And we began singing, "We Shall Overcome," demanding the DA come out and tell us what the hell was going on. And he did. And first he wouldn't give us the police reports, and then he did. And first he wouldn't give us a definite date for when he would give us an answer on whether we were going to be arraigned, and he did. And that was done because masses of people got together and did something. They did it peacefully, but they did it loudly, and they did it together. Now, I agree with you, Tom, you can do it together, you can do it as individuals, but you got to do it. Here's what happens when police, however, come up on people who are alone, as happened on Pacific Avenue.
Well, it's a sunny day, 2 o'clock on a sunny Sunday, April 13th, we're standing in front of Dale Williams across the street from the Electrics Gallery.
Eclectics
Gallery, thank you.
Yeah, they closed. The Eclectics closed.
The lease sign in the window.
Yeah, the owner has been here 12 years, but all these San Jose store owners came in and drove the prices up, so she left.
Really?
She went to Arcata.
Huh, interesting. You knew her then?
Yeah, she was really, I fixed her didgeridoo. She had a didgeridoo that was broken, and I fixed it.
What is your name?
JC.
And what are you known for, JC?
Making didgeridoos.
And you are, in fact, a didgeridoo player as well?
Yes, I am.
And you said you had an interesting encounter with the local police earlier today in the rain?
Yeah, I was under the sheltery thing, and they told me that I wasn't allowed to play anywhere near an alcove, anywhere 14 feet of benches, crosswalks, buildings, so forth and so on. So I was just wondering maybe if we could get a little paint or something. I know chalk is illegal.
I have some chalk with me right here, actually.
Nice. Breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
So anyway, maybe we could draw the boxes in that we are allowed to play.
Becky Johnson got a $162 fine for doing that, but I would be happy to do it again because I think it's a public service.
Yeah, I got one of those ticket fine things, too.
And now chalking?
For eating soup at the farmer's market, and my crystal box was open, and so they said that I was displaying of merchandise.
When was this?
In November.
And have that ticket gone to court yet?
No, I keep missing it, because the only way I have to make money is to beg for change. And
in fact, you have a little cup that says, anything helps.
Even a smile.
Even a smile. It's a nicely put together sign on a cup from Taqueria Vallarta.
Yeah, I found it on the ground.
Uh-huh. Making use of a recycled cup.
Oh, obviously you have to recycle. Reuse. You got to reuse first.
Definitely. Now, when did this incident with the police happen?
Oh, this morning, like 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Yesterday, there was one
before
of the...
Before you tell me about that, I want to hear about a little bit more about this, but I want to hear about your yesterday incident, too.
Yesterday was a downtown host woman. She stopped me in front of that place, and she said that because it was raining, she was being lenient, but not to be surprised if someone told me to come along and move.
Now, you had a cup as well as a...
I just had this. I had this sign, and then I also had a sign that said, please help water pump 7450, because I'm trying to fix a water pump on this van. And they said that I couldn't sell things. The police were under the assumption that I was trying to sell a water pump for...
This is on that, when they came by today to talk.
This is this morning.
How many cops came by?
Two, one of the light blue ladies and one of the dark blue men.
Do you know the names of any of these people?
No, they look familiar.
Sure, get the names of the police officers. Always interesting to hear.
Uh-huh.
Even though it may result in, you may be afraid to get them because you may be afraid you're courting further difficulties by doing so. It's good to have that information.
What am I afraid of? I mean, they've reduced me. If they would put me into the box to pay for the ticket, then I wouldn't have to do this, but they don't do that. they just keep threatening and threatening and pushing and bullying and all these other things, and it doesn't really make much sense.
Did you ask them where you could play?
They said 14 feet away from, and then they gave me this big list, and that list included just about every place.
I'll show you the law, but this, and they actually have criminalized, it's not so much that playing is illegal, it is having a display device. Now, the question whether that cup you're holding in your hand constitutes a display device is actually a very open one, because they removed the word container.
This is all pretty arcane stuff. We're not going to get into it. It's important if you want to look at the letter of the law. And by the way, if anybody out there wants a copy of these laws, as long as you pay for the printing costs, which essentially like amounts to about a dollar, because it's about 10 pages and it's a nickel a page, 50 cents, I guess. I'd be happy to give it to you. I pass it on to you. I'm trying to make these laws available to people, because I think I'm increasingly hearing people saying that they want to stand up and fight them. And I'm happy to be of assistance as much as I can. I'm not a lawyer. Know a little bit about it. Any comments, Tom, about this didgeridoo situation?
Oh, well, they clearly, the police misinformed him. That's not a big surprise that they're confused by what the city council finally did. 14 feet was an old version. It passed. It was rescinded. It was never applied. 10 feet, but it doesn't apply to all situations. He wasn't panhandling as such. If he was performing, he was a performer. Is it a display device? That's an open question. It's regulated. His performance isn't. Was he in the alcove? If he's in the alcove, it doesn't even apply to any of this. That's a private property issue. And if they haven't indicated by a letter on record or a posted notice that he's not permitted, then he is permitted.
That's a closed shop, for God's sake. Nobody's there. Nobody's complaining. They didn't even say there'd been a complaint. This conversation is a longer one. I'll play it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to hear it all. So here's an incoming phone call. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hello, Mr. Robert.
Sir.
Mike True here.
Hey, Mike.
And I wanted to say hi to Tom.
How you doing?
Yeah, I thought I recognized that voice. It sounded like it was knowledgeable and yet not legalese like a lawyer. I said, that must be Tom.
Well, Mike, I know that last time you were considering a lawsuit because you were picked up for, what, displaying CDs when you had them in your guitar case?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. That whole thing was, something that they then hurriedly refined and passed the laws in order to cover up for, and again, they're misinterpreting and abusing, you know, the laws that exist right and left, and so the wheel keeps turning.
Well, where's your lawsuit there, Mike?
Where's the lawsuit? Lawsuit, that's what I'd like to know. I am waiting patiently for lawyers that obviously doing it on a pro bono basis are taking their time with contacting and initiating the suit. My understanding was that it had to occur within a year's time of the occurrence of the original situations, and that's in May, I believe.
So you better get rolling, yeah. You don't have to do your lawsuit within a year. You have to file a claim. Have you filed a claim with the city council yet?
No, all I did was talk to the lawyers, and they said they were going to move on it.
Bummer. Well, you should call me after the air, 423-HUFF, and we'll talk about it some more. I'll give you some more details. I know that the street performers as a group got together and had some significant effect on the downtown commission. You were one of those. Colleen Douglas and others held meetings at the Wired Wash Cafe. I just used her name in vain. She's actually done a lot of good work, and I want to thank her for that. But I am rather cynical about about the lack of any kind of street performer protest or organizing around this issue. I guess it's because people like Morgani are not going to get bothered, you know, even if they stand naked upside down at midnight. They're not going to bother him. They'll just bother people who are, poor and homeless or at least
assume the position, so to speak.
What's that? Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that it looks, I'm just wondering, again, this is something I wanted to bring up with Tom, and I was about to reach it, but I don't think we have time. And I want to apologize to Becky Johnson and those who are waiting to hear her battle against bigotry at KGO. That's going to have to be postponed until Sunday, but I will be playing that in full then on the Sunday show. The issue of one of the things that the Alarm magazine recommended was that if this you can't sit down and ask for a dime on the sidewalk within 14 feet passes, and it did. People start using kazoos. You just pass out kazoos to everybody on the street, and they all become street performers because there is the street performer exception.
Yeah, that's one of the things I did after the last meeting where they actually officially ratified those laws. We passed out a handful of kazoos. Yeah.
Yes, I remember you did, and you were one of the people who was sufficiently angry about this. You and I guess Cosmic Chris maybe, and me and everybody else was just sort of saying, well, you know, let's wait and see what happens. I mean, I'm frustrated about this. So tell me, I'm just a cranky, you know, would be radical here who just should just sit down and relax.
You're just a cranky radical who should sit down and relax.
I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, well, actually, I gave up on the street scene in Santa Cruz. I think it's pretty much a hopeless cause. We watched the process. The process was very one-sided. The conclusion was foregone, and you know, from the very beginning, people were cynical, and rightly so. And there's no as far as I know, Tom, I mean, you might be able to input on this, but there's no recourse at this point in time. The laws are a said-and-done deal. They're not talking about any kind of revisions or looking into it at a later time. They put some kind of a little innuendo on the end of it saying that they might consider, if there's problems with it, revisiting it sometime in July or August, but it was totally... you know, a kind of a second thought kind of a thing that didn't really have any clout or any intentions of being followed up on. I just, as far as I'm concerned, I know there's laws in other states that'll give you a $50 ticket for panhandling on the streets, and they've just made the street musicians be a part of that category of undesirables that they see citing and harassing as being the way to deal with it. So,
Michael, I have to agree with you completely on that. I think that was the worst aspect of what happened. The merchants gathered and recommended, and the city council approved a position that, whatever the details came out, they communicated very clearly that they are opposed to it, that they see street performers as undesirable humans who need to be regulated by their betters, who are the people who can open a store. I don't know how they got to be better, but
yeah, exactly.
And Michael, I think I do owe you an apology. You were cynical about the possibility of our having any say with the city council, and I encourage you to believe otherwise, that this council might look for ways to accommodate the performers' concerns as well when they went forward. And you did. You spent a good bit of time on it. You applied yourself, and they didn't. They didn't even consider the street performers' version of things. Okay, they moderated the very worst thing
yeah,
that they proposed, and then they put forward something that's just very bad. And
it's kind of
I'm a very strong proponent of due process and going through the channels and trying to work through things in a very
you're breaking up, Mike.
Civil-minded kind of a manner.
Mike, sorry, you're breaking up there. Are you going out of range or?
I'm on a cell phone, which is probably.
It's kind of not the phone, Mike. It's you that's breaking up.
Yeah, we're all breaking up here. That's one of the problems.
Summarizing. The line on the whole thing is that unless the general public, and I said this all along, would support a reinstitution, you will, treat performers as an integral part of downtown Santa Cruz, there's nothing that's going to change. So
listen, Mike,
it's up to the public to make that happen.
It's right, and hopefully we know that we have to, some of us out there can try to provide some ways. We had a Downtown for All table every week on Monday. We had Merry Mondays, and hopefully, I know there's a website coming up that will be dealing with police abuse, and some of that is happening, as you hear on this tape, against street performers. Listen, thanks for calling, Mike. Can you call back on Sunday? We can perhaps pick up the conversation then.
I'll try and get back to you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Good to hear your voice.
You too.
So, yeah, I mean, the whole lack of due process is something we can go into in detail at another time.
Lack of due.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, lack-a-do process.
Lack-a-do, and not didgeridoo, but lack-a-do.
Right.
What did I say, do-do process?
Lack-a-do.
Lack-a-do process. Lack-a-daisical, lack-a-do. But, you know, the reality is, what's the way to deal with it? Well, my way to deal with it, of course, is impromptu street theater when it happens, trying to get people together to to mock police misconduct or misuse of their authority. You can't say they're misusing the laws because the laws were created to cover their misuse of their authority. It's kind of it's kind of ironic, or not kind of ironic. It's one hand scratching the other.
Let me suggest one other thing. The merchants who fought for this, sometimes behind the scenes, think now that they gained something in this. They're going to find. I mean, right now, as long as the police are not really stirring it up, and July and August go by and it doesn't happen, nobody's really noticing the great changes. Certainly among the merchants, they will notice it when it does come up, when the unsolvable issue comes up. They're going to find that they don't have the allies that they once had among the performers. There was for 23 years with the voluntary guidelines in place. There were a dozen times that some really critical situation arose, and they had me, for one, out on the streets doing what I could to talk to the particular performer to solve problems of almost exclusively merchant problems. Now and again, it was a street performer problem. Sometimes it was a police problem. Sometimes it was a host problem, and they had the service of the street performers and the street performers' guidelines in addressing those issues. They threw that away in exchange for laws. So now they got the cops. And I think they're going to be less happy with the results when it arises, when those more difficult issues come up.
Could be. And it could be, as I said, again, it's a matter of, to some extent, numbers when that happens. I'm going to have to start rolling towards the exit here. Uncle Dennis is likely to come crashing through the door soon. His show comes up next. It's From the Cream to the Dregs. A lot of good music on the air with him. We're going to go out on a song by Johnny Smith from his Hollywood album. As you may remember in the last show, he came into the studio and presented Free Radio Santa Cruz with a copy of his CD. Actually, there are a couple of them. There's Homeless, and we may get into a couple of others to get our saying goodbye music. Tom, are you going to be around for a while? Are you still accessible to street performers who have complaints or concerns? Do you want them to try to contact you? Is that something you're still doing?
They can find me in the phone book and talk to me about it. I'm certainly interested in street performers and street performing in Santa Cruz. As I said, I've withdrawn my services to the city, to the host, to the police. I'm interested in street performers. So they can find me and talk about the issues.
You want to give your phone number?
Yeah, 423-1021.
Tom Noddy, 423-1021. Jeffrey, got a quick comment?
Yes. Last night at the town hall meeting, I want you to know the issue of alternative media was widely discussed, and Free Radio Santa Cruz was praised by several people. There was this extremely yellow journalistic letter by Michael Zwerdling in the Good Times that came out today. We'll talk about that on Sunday. It's one of the most obnoxious, misinformed letters I've ever seen in that newspaper.
Yeah, well, and that would be quite a new low since I've seen numerous such letters.
And Tom Honig said he's willing to come on your show as a guest, by the way.
Oh, that would be interesting. I will invite him. Tom Honig is the, sometimes fair but usually biased editor of the Santa Cruz Sentinel. And we'd love to have him in the studio to talk with him about how he deals with issues around the police abuse.
And Sam Farr is going to be in town Sunday. There's a major meeting for Earth Day after your show is over by the government building. Mayor Emily Riley is going to be there. There's going to be an open mic. So it's going to be, I think, a very interesting time for us to be able to dialogue. It's the entire afternoon. I think it starts at about 1 o'clock on Sunday, 1 or 1:30.
Well, perhaps by about that time, the Shiites will be rising in Baghdad, and we'll see what's going on. That was something I was going to be talking about, and we'll be talking about on Sunday, that we've had a lot of nonsense about weapons of mass destruction and lots of photo opportunities for POWs, MIAs, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact of the matter is, when a million Shiites stand up and just say no, that's going to be the deciding factor, and the U.S. is going to have to pick up its marbles and go home, regardless of what Colin Powell would like to do. Yeah, thank you, Tom. Thanks for being with me. And so we'll be talking about those issues again on Sunday. I encourage you to check out Peace Friday on Friday at 4 o'clock. Usually, actually, it gets something that's more like 5 o'clock at Ocean and Water Streets. And check out the show again on Sunday when we come back at 9:30. I want to thank Jeffrey for being with me in the studio where his mic has been taken away by one of our incoming folks. And you're going to be hearing Uncle Dennis soon with a lot of good music coming at you. If you have anything you need to say off air, 423-HUFF is the number to call, 423-4833. You also should check the Indie Media website, www.santacruz.indiemedia.org. That's a good place to go for a lot of issues that I normally talk about on this show and that you can't get in the mainstream media and that sometimes I don't have time to cover on this show. So again, www.santacruz.indiemedia.org. Let's hear a little of Johnny Smith, and then Uncle Dennis is going to be rolling in with From the Cream to the Dregs. Thanks for being with me.
We treat the homeless like discarded trash, never knowing what to do when we pass. When we pass. Do I stare? Do I look away? I don't know, I ain't got very much to say to you. I'll give a nickel, I'll give a dime. I'll say I'm sorry, I haven't got the time for you. Cause the bricks in the window are all turning gray. The wind is blowing, I can't look away. All the stench of the homeless and the rotting streets are cast upon me like the shoes on my feet. Shoes on my feet.
I may be homeless, I'm not so homeless.
He's got his stocks and his mutual funds, and he'll tell you that his life is so much fun. So much fun. He's got an ulcer and addicted wife, and little Johnny's doing 25 years to life. Years to life. He's got a Lexus and a lot of cash, but the Christians say that stuff just won't last. It just won't last. So why do so many covet that stuff? I guess that Jesus just can't earn above. Earn above. Cause the bricks in the window are all turning gray. The wind is blowing, I can't look away. All the stench of the homeless and the rotting streets are cast upon me like the shoes on my feet. Shoes on my feet. Now get a job, you lazy bum. Can't you tell that life is so much fun? So much fun. Get a Lexus and get some cash. All your friends will think you made the big time at last. Big time at last. Now don't you worry, don't you fret, cause you ain't seen nothing yet. Save your nickels and save your times. Your God dollar bill will always come on time for you. Cause the bricks in the window are all turning gray. The wind is blowing, I can't look away. All the stench of the homeless and the rotting streets are cast upon me like a shoes on my feet. We treat the homeless like discarded trash. We treat the homeless like discarded trash.